Penguin Random House Audio presents We Must Be Brave by Frances Liardet. Read for you by Jane Entwistle and Juliet Mills. Part 1. Ellen. December 1940. 1. She was fast asleep on the back seat of the bus. Curled up, thumb in mouth, 4, maybe 5 years old. I turned round. The last few passengers were shuffling away from me down the aisle to the doors. "Whose is this child?" I called. Nobody looked back. Perhaps the bombing had deafened them. Or maybe they simply didn't want to hear. "Please, someone's left a child." But they were gone, making their way down the steps, and joining the line of people straggling toward the village hall. It was lucky I was there, checking every bus. Otherwise, this small girl might have gone all the way back to Southampton. Everybody knew the city was still on fire. We'd seen the smoke from Beacon Hill. She hadn't stirred in spite of my calling. She lay senseless, a gossamer net of light brown hair clinging to her forehead. Her puff-sleeved dress was a dusty mid-blue, the colour of the endpapers in the board books of my childhood. No coat or cardigan, despite it being the first day of December. Just a grimy white blanket tangled round her legs, the kind mothers wrapped their babies in, a special knit honeycombed with little holes. I shook her small round shoulder.